B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Eagles are in good shape, better injury shape, and it looks like the Maddox thing is precautionary, which is good. And now let's find out what's brewing with Jen.
Okay, today we're going to start in Canada, Tyrone. You're going to love this one.
Well, as long as we move that wall north.
You're going to love this. Maybe you won't. It's kind of sad. Fred La Marmotte, I don't know that I'm pronouncing that correctly because I don't know French, is Quebec's version of Punxsutawney Phil. This guy died the night before Groundhog's Day. So he couldn't do his job. The poor thing. It's a groundhog. Now, we talked a little bit briefly about Punxsutawney Phil and his successors and how yesterday, off the air, we didn't talk about it on the air, and who would replace him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny that this one died right before he was supposed to do the biggest job that he does.
It's
his only job.
Stage fright, maybe?
So he came through like a kicker.
The only job that he has.
A little anxiety kicked in. He goes, I can't
maybe.
Do this.
Or he's old age.
That too.
Well,
it's been old age.
They are saying that Fred Jr. is going to take over the duties next year. So he might have been on the older side of Groundhog.
You got to always have one on the ready.
I think you would too. Yeah.
I'd have one. You have to have.
Even a backup to the backup.
I only need one. I need an understudy, like a Broadway play. You got to have an understudy.
Right, yes.
Where's
I agree.
The understudy here?
So this is what they did. They made the announcement during the celebration. And a child in a groundhog outfit was brought onto stage to predict 6 more weeks of winter.
Well,
how they handled it. Where was Fred Jr.?
Right, so I'm saying,
bring Fred Jr. out.
Fred Jr. was on a bender. He's not like Jules. Jules is focused part of the team. He was out there on a bender. Well, he's all hammered drunk somewhere. They went and found him. He's sitting there laid over into an alleyway.
His little arms.
Yeah, he's got a little arms. He's got a long straw going into the bottom of a Michelob. It's his 12th one. He's in at covering Labatt.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be Labatt.
He's
Labatt
in there.
Lou.
Yeah.
Hey. He said, hey, not today. I'm back to sleep at 8.
Now, can we trust the results now after this debacle?
No.
Not the Canadian results. I wouldn't trust those results anyway.
I know.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania results.
I meant the people.
Punxsutawney Phil saw the same thing. He saw a shadow, and so 6 more weeks.
I'm not coming.
They see it every year. Because there's
they
so
do.
Much lights on him. Why don't you leave him alone a little bit, see if he actually sees the every year anymore.
And it doesn't always come true.
No.
It's going to be super cold this weekend, right?
It's going to be super
Thursday,
warm.
Thursday, it's supposed to hit like 60 degrees. So, you can't trust any of it.
No.
All right, moving on to Mississippi, where a 24-year-old Mississippi woman and her 85-year-old husband want to start a family.
What?
Her name is Miracle Pogue.
Okay.
First name Miracle, last name Pogue.
When she was born, it was the first miracle. So long ago. We've had a lot of miracles since.
Well, she's 24.
She's the 24. Yes. How old's the other guy?
Charles is 85.
Oh, that would have been good if it was. That would have been good.
Oh, well.
So they met at the laundromat in Starkville, Mississippi, where she was working in 2019. The couple are making plans for IVF.
Jason Stark's involved.
They hope to have 2 children together. She says, quote, I don't care if he's 100 or 55. I like him for him talking about his wife.
You're 24.
Charles.
What are you talking about? You don't care if he's 100 or 55. You know there's other numbers.
There
we just picked those 2 old numbers. Why are you picking such big numbers here? Why don't you pick somebody around your age?
Maybe, you know, like a 26-year-old.
Right.
That would be appropriate.
28, 27.
Charles says of his wife, quote, she's got her life in order. She's great. I'm wondering how much money Charles may have
of course.
In
course.
Oh, man. And he falling for the double okey-doke. He already fell for the okey-doke marrying her.
Yep.
Man, you could have just had her live at your house. This girl was not doing well. You know she's not, because if she came from a stable, great family, she wouldn't be dating a guy 60 years older than her.
Do you think he cares, though? He's like, I'm on my way out.
Yeah,
because he probably has other kids.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he has no other family.
Now he does. And now, when it comes time for when he passes away, which unfortunately could happen by the top of the hour, then now they're going to be in there fighting about that. I'm not rooting for it, but...
It could happen.
What do you mean?
He's
at the age where if he passes away, the only people allowed to be upset are immediate family.
I mean,
everyone else has to go, hell of a run.
The picture of them, it looks like She's his granddaughter. Ew. Or maybe great-granddaughter.
Great-granddaughter.
Yeah.
And he gonna sit in there, oh, yes, yeah, sir. Now, I'm not criticizing people for fertility at all. What I'm saying is, how many times have they tried to do it the regular way?
Oh.
No. Can't mention it.
Oh. Can you even?
Well, I'm saying that most people with fertility issues, I'm saying they try the regular way, then they go to plan B, and God bless you. How much have they tried the regular way?
I don't know, but I know she's got to be using Jen's technique.
Now that one I'll take
that
one.
Right, coach.
All right, moving on to a story that I find completely fascinating. Jessica Simpson. Did you see this story?
No, I'm perked up. I didn't see this one.
Okay, so Jessica Simpson recently wrote a story about having a romantic relationship with a, quote, famous movie star. No names were mentioned. This is after she and what's his name broke up?
Tony Romo.
No. Who was she married to before? Nick.
Oh, Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey, yeah, sorry.
The one who Addie can say.
Right. So after they broke up, she started dating this, quote, famous movie star.
Okay.
Says they met at the 2001 MTV Video Music Awards. She described him as wearing jeans and a T-shirt. Now, of course, sleuths went and found who was wearing jeans and a T-shirt at the 01 Music Awards. Mark Wahlberg.
Wait a minute, was he married then?
He is married.
He is married now.
Was he married
then? I don't know if he was married then or not. That was 22 years ago?
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So people are just saying that. She didn't say that it was Mark Wahlberg. People are saying, okay, well, all signs point kind of to Mark Wahlberg, because also she said that...
My man been married since 2009.
So it could have been him.
Or these people are wrong.
I mean, could be.
Why are you ruining the story?
Well, right. I'm just saying,
it's a better story if this has happened.
I just got to put both sides out there. Man. That's all.
So Mark Wahlberg, we know, has a spiritual side to him.
Yeah.
Evidently, he talked to his spiritual advisor about the relationship.
And that's why they broke up?
She says no. She also said that this mystery man is still a current movie star.
All right.
So everything's checking out for Mark Wahlberg. She says she broke it off because she started to feel like a call girl. They would meet in a hotel, all this kind of stuff.
All right, I take back what I said.
She also, she did go see him on a movie set. So somebody saw them together back in 01-ish, I guess. And her trainer and his trainer were friends. He works out a lot. It all kind of ticks all the boxes that it could be Mark Wahlberg.
I'm
glad to know that he wasn't married, so that's good.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
I mean,
good for him.
Listen, 2001, that was a good get.
Good for her.
Yeah.
He's 5'6".
So what? Still a good-looking dude.
You're into short kings.
I mean, I don't really care necessarily, but he's a good-looking dude. I mean, what? Any girl my age, any woman my age had him in the Calvin Klein underwear poster on their wall.
You know, that used to be a dream. I could be the Calvin Klein draws person.
Yeah?
But it wasn't for the reasons you think. I just thought it'd be cool to get the free draws.
Oh. Wow. I don't understand.
She was the other woman.
No, not necessarily.
I just looked at one of the articles. It says...
Well, I think they're speculating.
That's all speculating.
She was the other woman with a massive movie star.
Probably because they were meeting in hotels and stuff like that. It could be.
Could be.
I think people are speculating upon it.
Well, thank you, Jen.
But they're all speculating with Mark Wahlberg, too. So.
Well, good for Mark.
Mark.
Let's go for her. 610-632-0975. Steve and Tom, we'll get to you at the start of the 5 o'clock hour. It's been a bit of a wild show today. And let's keep it going, all right? And if anybody out there wants to take more shots at... No, we won't. We'll be back here on 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.